We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We're going to put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes. It's our pleasure to be joined by Allie and Lynn Raceman. Allie, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, part of the Fierce Five that brought it back from London. And they join us now on the Attack. Good morning, ladies. Allie, Lynn, nice
good
to
morning.
Have you on board.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We'll talk about London and the success and the aftermath of that in a couple minutes. But, Allie, you and your mom, and we'll start with you, have teamed up with the Century Council for their Ask, Listen, and Learn program. Tell us a little bit on how you got involved with that.
Well, the Ask, Listen, and Learn program is all about saying yes to a healthy lifestyle and no to underage drinking. So for me, I'm the oldest of four siblings, so it's always really, really important for me to set a good example. And also, I mean, I know I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't choose to live a healthy lifestyle, whether it's getting a good night's sleep or eating the right things, and, of course, saying no to alcohol. But also, I'm just really, really thankful for the support of my parents. None of this would have been possible if I didn't have their support. I know I can go to them for anything. So they mean everything to me, and I'm really glad that I have them in my life.
Well, let's go to Lynn. And Lynn, tell us why it's been so important for both you and your husband to work with this program alongside and in conjunction with your daughter.
You know, it's a great program, and it really stresses communicating with your kids and talking to them about making good decisions. And, you know, kids do really listen. And it's kind of an honor to partner with Century Council, with Ask, Listen, Learn. And we're really happy. And if parents, they have questions about how to start the conversation with their kids, they can go to AskListenLearn.com.
Well, that's an interesting thing you mentioned right there, because that conversation is very difficult for a lot of parents. Talk about your own experience with that. Was it you? Was it your husband? Or was it both of you together that approached Allie and talked to her about drinking and drugs?
You know what? We really do talk about it. I mean, it's not necessarily that we sit down and we say, okay, now here's the talk. It's just something that sort of is woven into just our everyday family life, and whenever the opportunity arises, we try to talk about it. And we really want the kids to know that they can come to us with anything. It's not just sometimes they're going to come and say, I think I screwed up or I'm tempted to do something, but it's really important that they know they can talk to us. And, good decisions, just really the foundation to success with everything in life, whether it's gymnastics, school, anything.
You're listening to Allie and Lynn Raceman here on the Spano and Black Attack. Allie, let's get back to you for a minute. Life after London has certainly been busy, not the least of which is your fine work and good time that you're having on Dancing with the Stars. Tell us a little bit about that experience, going from being, competitive gymnast, hard-driven. It's always about work, work, work. Well, this is also about work, because dancing is very hard work. But there's an opportunity for a little fun and just something a little bit different. Talk to us about your experience on Dancing with the Stars so far.
Being on Dancing with the Stars is honestly just such a dream come true. I mean, I just still can't even believe everything that's happened last year and this year. It's just been so amazing. I'm just really, really thankful for this, all these amazing opportunities. And being on Dancing with the Stars is so much fun. It's a lot of hard work. It's a challenge. It's something that's out of my comfort zone. I've never done anything else besides gymnastics, so to try something new is really, really cool. I'm actually so sore today from our dance. We have contemporary this week, and it's challenging, so I love it, but I literally can't believe how sore I am. I don't get sore very easy, so we've been working really hard.
Well, do you want to share any of your spray tanning secrets with our audience here? I hear spray tanning has become a part of your ritual now that you're appearing on Dancing with the Stars.
Sure. Well, I actually skipped spray tanning last week because the week before, week two, when I had Quickstep, I was so, so dark. I got two shades of spray tan instead of one. So I tan pretty easily, so I didn't even look like myself. So this week, on Monday night, I'll have just a light spray tan. I'll be a little bit more natural looking.
Oh, light spray tan, okay. Allie Raceman and Lynn Raceman here on the attack. You know, as you said, you're a little bit out of your comfort zone there. What's been your biggest challenge in appearing on the show?
I think for so long in gymnastics, I'm used to being really, really serious, and this show is just all about having fun and showing your personality. And I have, I always love to have fun, but I'm just trying to show people that I'm not just some serious gymnast. I can also have fun. And also when I'm performing, just really, like, enjoying myself and staying in the moment, taking it week by week. And it's just been such an amazing experience, you know, sharing it with Mark. He's the best partner I could ever ask for. We're really, really close. We have so much fun together. So it's just been so awesome, and I'm having the time of my life.
Well, Allie, what does the competitive future in the world of gymnastics hold for Allie Raceman? 3 years from now, it's Rio 2016. Are you going to be there? Are you not sure? You know, what does the competitive future hold for you in the world of gymnastics?
I definitely hope that I am on that Olympic team again. This past summer was the best summer of my life. It is the biggest honor to be able to walk out wearing USA on your leotard and know that you're representing the United States of America. It's the most amazing feeling in the world, and I would be more than honored to be able to do it again. And being on Dancing with the Stars has actually made me realize how much I love to compete, how much I love working hard and to perform. So I'm really, really looking forward to going back into training when the show's over.
Since London, how much contact and interaction have you had with the other members of the team?
Since London, we've done a lot of really cool stuff together. We went on a 3-month tour together. We met the president. We did the Macy's Day Parade. And so we've gone to do so many cool things, and none of us ever expected it. So it's just been really, really fun to be able to share the amazing opportunities with all these girls. We're not even best friends anymore. We're sisters. I mean, I'm so, so thankful to have them in my life. It's just really cool to be able to have best friends like them, because I know I can go to them for anything. And we all have group text messages, and we all stay in touch because we're all, you know, all over the country. So I wish I got to see them more.
Lynn, final one from me before we let you go, and we want to head back to Mom here. You know, it's not every kid that ends up being an exceptional athlete as a teenager, and especially not on the level that Allie was able to perform. But when you get into gymnastics, it's a little bit unique, because unlike the high school kid who becomes the great football player that goes off to college, you kind of, in many ways, lose your kid almost completely to training, and sometimes they even have to go away for extended periods at the age of 12 or 13. How hard was that for you and your husband, and how unique is that? Talk to us a little bit about that.
It's definitely hard. Gymnastics is a sport that requires a very high commitment level at a young age, so it's different than a lot of other sports. It provided some challenges and some sacrifices for the family, but Allie was always very appreciative of what the family did for her, and she was just so passionate and so driven that we kind of just followed her lead. I mean, she was very dedicated with gymnastics, but also very responsible with her schoolwork. And, when somebody is so committed to something like that, it really is, you're willing to do what it takes to help them achieve their goals.
It also seems as if you and your husband became more determined to be good parents, and that really comes across in how you speak and your involvement with the Century Council. Talk about those websites and just give us that information, please, as we let you go.
If you want some more information, definitely go to AskListenLearn.com, and it'll give you some key information about how to open communication with your kids. Thank you so much.
Well, Allie, Lynn, we appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. It's a good cause, and you guys are very, very serious about it. It was our pleasure to have you on board. Thanks for your time.